Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Because I've been sick, and let me tell you who I am. I'm a writer, and I can't write anymore, so I figured I'll do it vocally. I talk about a lot of things, and most of them are pretty left-wing, so doesn't matter if you're left or right, I don't care. You know, if you want to listen, listen. If you want to say something, you want to call in, the number is 713-955-0492. That's the number to call in. Okay, let's talk about this wonderful year we've had. We had an election this year, and it was the biggest farce I've ever seen in my life. We had two dimwits that were running for office. Hillary Clinton, she's a dangerous person. She really is. This is a woman who thinks the solution to everything is force, is military force. So I'm really glad that she didn't get elected. You know, she won the popular vote, but, you know, she knows the rules. The Electoral College, she didn't make it. She didn't get it. You know, so that 2 million votes, she can shove it up her butt, you know, because it doesn't matter. Donald Trump won the election. I didn't vote for either of them. I voted for Jill Stein. Big deal. And she didn't make it. You know, she didn't even get 5%. I think she got 1.3% of the vote, which isn't really good. I mean, that's because Americans are stupid. They think they got to vote for Democrats or Republicans. And here's the deal. This is what my brother tells me all the time. He's a right-wing Republican. He says the Republicans, you know they're going to screw you. And Democrats put their arm around you and then screw you. So, now, what's the difference? They're both corrupt. They're both terrible parties. They're not giving us a voice. They're putting people in there. Donald Trump's supposed to represent, what, the average worker? Give me a break. Donald Trump's already put in crazy people into his administration. So we can expect a lot of craziness for the next year or so. Next 4 years, really. I just hope that, I just hope he doesn't get us into a war. Yeah, that's my hope, that he doesn't get us into a war. He wants to normalize relations with Russia, which I'm for. You know, Russia is not a threat. Russia is not a threat. NATO should be dissolved. There's no need for NATO. You know, if the Europeans want to defend themselves against Russia, let them go ahead. We can't keep giving them $30 billion a year. This is crazy. You know, look at this country. Look at the rail system. Look at the subways. Look at the buses. Look at everything in this country. It's all going downhill. I mean, you go to other countries, they got high-speed rail. They got monorails that run by anti-gravity. You know, some of them go 500-600 miles an hour. We got trains that chug along. They're lucky they hit 40 miles an hour. Now, we got roads that are shit. We got schools that are shit. We got lead in the water. We got, and it just goes on and on and on. Another thing I want to talk about is this is probably the worst year ever. I mean, we lost David Bowie. We lost Leonard Cohen. We lost Prince. Who else did we lose to?
I don't know.
A whole bunch of people. You know, I felt really bad about Leonard Cohen. I felt really bad about David Bowie. You know, two people that really influenced music. You know, Leonard Cohen's one of my favorite singer songwriters. So that's that. I'm glad this year is over. You know, I knew Donald Trump was going to win. I just knew it. You know, the Democrats are so corrupt. The DNC is so corrupt. I mean, Hillary Clinton got the answers to a town hall meeting. She got all the questions that were going to be asked, and they were given to her by Donna Brazile, who's now the head of the DNC. That woman should be in jail. She shouldn't have given her all the questions that they were going to ask her. But that's all right. She lost the election. And I'm glad. You know, I'm glad. I don't like Donald Trump worth a damn. You know, I think he's a racist. I think he's a sexist. He practices misogyny, which is, you know, hate towards women. He shoots in the hip, and then he never ever tells you what he's really going to do. I mean, this guy is insane, but that's what we got. You know, we got an insane person as president, and we got a war hawk who didn't make it. So, you know, what should we celebrate? I don't think so. Okay, I'll talk about something else about this year. A lot of people think that. Oh, let me tell you something else. If you wanna see me on YouTube, just put in Tim Gatto, TimGatto, and I've got some videos on YouTube where I explain, you know, the deal with Russia and the United States and some stuff about, you know, Hillary Clinton. And I've got like six videos on YouTube, and I'm going to put more on. So I can't write. I have four strokes, and I can't use the keyboard very well. So I can't write. And I used to write. I used to be real prolific. But now I can't write. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this show, and I'm going to try to do it every day. And I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to try to do it every day. And I'm going to try to do some YouTube videos every day. And I'm going to get my voice out there. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, the left is lost, you know? The left is like lost. You know, they were going to go for Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders didn't make it because the DNC stole the election. So a lot of them stayed home, and they couldn't vote for Trump, so they just stayed home. Now, if Bernie Sanders would have run, he would have won the election. You know, he would have beaten Donald Trump. And the Democrats have only the DNC to blame. They anointed Hillary Clinton. They rigged the rules for Hillary Clinton. And she was a failed candidate. Nobody likes her. Everybody distrusts her. And she couldn't even beat a guy like Trump. That just shows you how bad these two parties are. I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans, they're both sides of the same coin. You know, they work for the corporations, they work for the rich, they don't work for you. They make sure the corporations get all the money, and meanwhile, our roads turn to shit, our rail systems turn to shit, our healthcare systems turn to shit. You know, Obamacare, it's a good thing. Just dissolve that thing and give everybody Medicare. You know, just dissolve it. Get rid of it. All it is a bonus for the insurance companies. You know, you got to get health care or you're going to get fined. So you got to go to an insurance company that's going to rape you. I mean, that's not a good health care plan. It's not. Everybody should be on Medicare. You know, they say they'd save like $30 billion a year if they started everybody on Medicare and be able to negotiate with drug companies about drug prices. If they did that and got rid of the insurance companies, got rid of the middleman, we'd save so much money and everybody would get better health care. So that's not great. And I think Trump might do it. So that's what I'm hoping for. But he's got people around him that are crazy as bed bugs. Let's hope the rest of the picks for his cabinet are a little bit better. You know, I mean, we gotta have people in there with some common sense, because you can't let Donald Trump in there do what he wants. You just can't do that. You got to have some kind of oversight. So that's the way I'm thinking. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 713-955-0492. So if you want to call in, just call in. Tell me what you think. I really think that Donald Trump used race as a way to get people to vote for him. And that really disturbs me. You know, I don't care whether somebody's black, white, doesn't matter, I don't care, you know. But I'm afraid that black people are going to be under the gun because of Donald Trump. I'm afraid that Mexican Americans, you know, what they call them, Latinos, are going to be under the gun because of Trump. I'm afraid people are going to be deported that shouldn't be deported under Trump. You know, I'm just afraid for a lot of things. You know, I hope he negotiates with Russia and does what he says he's going to do and work with Putin. And that would be a great thing for the world, not just the United States. And as far as putting money into the military, folks, we spend 54% of our discretionary budget. That's all the money that they're allowed to spend. It's called discretionary budget. We spend 54% of it on the military. I mean, how much do you want to spend on the military? You want to make it 80%? You know, you want to make it 100%? And you want to go on war footing like World War II? That's what we spend more money on the military than we did in 1945, even adjusted for inflation. We spend more now than we did at the height of World War II. I mean, what the hell is going on? I know what's going on. Here's what's going on. The defense industry is scattered all over the United States. Every state, every single state has a part of the defense industry in it. And all the congressmen and senators all want their share of the pot, that's 54% of our budget. So they all vote for their districts, and the military industrial complex is really smart. I mean, they got in every state. Every state's got some kind of defense industry or military installation or something that all these senators vote for and all these congressmen vote for because they think they're doing it for their constituents. Let me tell you something. I was in the military 20 years. 20 years, 4 months, and 21 days, but who's counting? You know, and I was in the military. And I see the way the military spends money. They spend money like drunken sailors. You know, they don't need to be refitted and outfitted because there's no enemy that we have. We don't have any enemies. You know, we could slash the budget by 20% and the military would be fine. We could take our troops out of these countries where they don't belong and bring them home. That's what I think. You know, that's my opinion. You know, and that's Jill Stein's opinion, too. Take these military bases. We got over 800 military bases around the world. What do we need 800 military bases for? You know, what do we think we're going to do? We think we're going to control the world? Well, we're not going to control the world. That's a dream. That's over. Okay. Between China and Russia and India and all these other countries, we're not going to control the world. It's just impossible. So take these 800 bases, dismantle them, sell the land, whatever you got to do, bring these people home. And if you want to outfit the military, you'll save all that money from bases that we don't need overseas. Okay? So, you know, they got this African command. They got Southcom, which is for Latin America. You know, they got all these different things that they use. You know, they even got one for the United States. You know, and these commands need to be demolished. You know, I don't need the United States having military bases in Africa. Okay, they're there for one reason and one reason only, to protect corporations. Now, if you don't realize that, something's wrong. The military needs to shrink. Now, we need to take this money that we're using for the military and put it into infrastructure. Get high-speed rail, you know, clean up our water systems, get rid of all these toxic waste things that we were doing, stop all this pipeline crap like the Dakota Access Pipeline, you know, respect the Indians' rights, you know, that's what we need to do. And I hope Trump does it, but I don't think he's going to because I think he's crazy, you know, so... All I can do is hope. And I'll talk to all the liberals out there. You know, I used to be a liberal. I got a website called Liberal Pro. And I can't change the name because it's been there for so long and it's spidered into so many different areas that I don't want to change the name. But as far as liberals go, you pussies need to really wake the hell up. I mean, you know, this kumbaya crap, you know, and tree hugging shit, and all the other things you're doing, just ain't cutting it. You really need to wake up and organize yourselves, you know, because liberals are the biggest pussies I've ever seen in my life, and I hate to use that word, it's pretty misogynist. Let me tell you, they're just pushovers, you know, and they really need to stop being pushovers. Like the Green Party. The Green Party is a pushover. You know, they really need to start getting a little bit militant. They need to start organizing. And you know, they really need to start talking about what's really wrong in this country. And the Democrats, they need to change that whole DNC. That whole DNC thing is bullshit. You know, they need to just fire everybody in the DNC and replace them with progressive people. You know, and they need to organize. And they need to organize in the state level. They need to organize for the elections coming up in 2017. What are they coming? Let's see, 2018, when they vote for the congressmen. All the congressmen, all of them, are up for re-election. And, you know, if you really want to change the way this country's being run, you got to vote. And you got to vote for congressmen that are progressive. You got to vote for congressmen that have some common sense. You can't just not vote because the president is running. You need to go vote for somebody that you want to be your congressman. You know, this is important. You know, if you can change the Congress and put progressives in there, you can change the country. You know, if you vote for senators and you vote for progressive senators, I'm really sad Russ Feingold lost. Now, you really need to go out there and push. And Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, there is two top Democrats around right now. You know, and Bernie Sanders is a wonderful guy, but he never mentioned the military budget. And his whole campaign, and I listen to him all the time, and his whole campaign, he never talked about how we spend 54% of our money on the military. Because he's afraid to talk about it. Because Vermont makes those, what the hell they call them, the F-35s. Yeah. He don't want to talk about that because the F-35s are being made in Vermont. You know, and that's a big windfall for the people in Vermont. You know, but God forbid we should cut the military and start putting it into America. You know, and when Trump says that we're getting screwed, we're getting screwed. We're getting screwed with all these trade deals. He needs to get rid of all these trade deals. You know, and if you want to call in, the number 713-955-0492. So I'll take your call. I'll listen to you. You know, left, right, in between, I don't care. Liberal, conservative, you know, wherever you are, I'll take your call. This is my first show. I don't expect anybody to listen to it. Yeah, you know, that's the truth. But you know, these are the things that I think. And, you know, I have a pretty good head. I've been around a long time. You know, I've been around for 66 years. And I learned a lot. I was talking to my brother today, as a matter of fact. He said, it's a shame. He's 76. You know, it's a shame. I wish I knew what I know now when I was 18. Now, it's a shame that you learn and you understand what's going on. And by the time you understand what's going on, you die. You know, and it's really a shame. You know, it's really a shame. And all you baby boomers out there should be ashamed of yourselves. You know, I remember the 60s. And I remember how we demonstrated against the Vietnam War. And I did it in my uniform. I went to all the rallies. I did it in my uniform. And, you know, everybody was so militant and so against Nixon, so against Johnson, and they pushed back on the police, and you know, they did all these things. And then all of a sudden they ended the draft, and everybody disappeared and became yuppies. Now, you people should be ashamed of yourselves. Now, you had a movement going, you did the right thing for Vietnam, and then you faded away and turned into the establishment. Now, you should really look at your life and be ashamed of yourself. If you want to change things, get back and be active. There's a lot of baby boomers out there that need to get active. And if you talk about millennials, they need to get active. You just can't stay home and not vote. Now, if you're going to vote, you should have voted for Jill Stein. If she would have got 5% of the vote, she would have got federal funding. If the Green Party would have got federal funding and ballot access in all 50 states. Instead, all you millennials stayed home. You should be ashamed of yourself. So now we got, I don't know what the hell Donald Trump is. I don't know. I have no idea what he's going to do. And I'm scared because this guy is not right in the head. That's my take on it. And I want to leave you with, the last thing that Eisenhower said was, in his speech, was, beware of the military-industrial complex. I mean, why would he end his presidency with that? Beware of the military-industrial complex. And then Kennedy came and said, beware of conspiracies and beware of things you don't see. And then he got shot. And everybody knows who shot Kennedy. I'm not going to say it on the air, but everybody knows who shot Kennedy. And why. So it's really a shame to see a president assassinated by his own government. So that's the way I think. And I don't want to see anything happen to Donald Trump. And if he doesn't do what they say, they're going to off him too. That's the way it is. It's a rough world, and people don't understand how rough it is. And liberals got to get tough. They really got to start to get tough. And if you don't get tough, you're going to lose everything. Because this is crunch time right now. If the Occupy movement was fantastic. We need another movement like the Occupy movement. We need to get the money that all these corporations have. We need to get it distributed to their workers, and we need to build jobs. We need infrastructure. We need all this crap. We need it. It's not that we want it. We need it. Our roads are falling apart. Our trains are falling apart. Even our airports are antique airports. If you go into another country and you see the airports they have, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. I went to Ecuador. They had a better airport in Ecuador than they got in New York. isn't that right, Sue?
Yeah.
Remember how pretty that airport was?
Yeah, beautiful.
It was beautiful. Come on, America. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. That's all I can say. You gotta wake up. Because if you don't wake up, we're gonna end up in military that we have no rights. And this is just the way it is. We're in a surveillance state. Edward Snowden told us that they're monitoring everything we say. I'm sure they're going to listen to this broadcast. I'm sure they listen to the things I put on YouTube. I'm sure that they have that file on me. And I don't care. I'm 66 years old. What are they going to do? Are they going to kill me? It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. All these people are criminals. And when I say that, I mean it. These people are criminals. Excuse me. I had to drink a little bit of, what the hell, Mountain Dew. Anyway, if you hear this broadcast and you like what I have to say, check me out on YouTube. Just type in Tim Gatto, it'll take you to all my videos. Sometimes I write for op-ed. I have a writer. I do it by Dragon. and I write an article and I send it to this man, and he edits it for me. And then we send it to Op-Ed News. So, sometimes you'll see me on Op-Ed News. Sometimes you'll see me on Countercurrents. Sometimes you'll see me on Media with a Conscience. Liberal Pro, you can go to Liberal Pro. You can hear this broadcast on Liberal Pro. You can podcast it. This is what I do, and I've been watching this country for a long time now, and I understand what's going on, and what's going on is not good. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good for the common person. They're going to rape us, and we're going to get raped. That's just the long and short of it. They're going to extract all the wealth they can out of this country, and they're going to put it in their pockets. These people have no conscience at all. And I'm not just talking about Republicans. I'm talking about Democrats, too. I'm not a Democrat. I used to be. I'm not anymore, because the Democrats have turned into a bunch of criminals. The Green Party needs to get its act together, or we need another party completely. And this has got to change. We got to change this country. And the only way we're going to change it is by going to the ballot box and voting for people that we want to be in Congress. You got to get up. You got to walk to the polling place. You got to drive to the polling place. You got to cast your vote. You got to make sure you get rid of all these crazies that are in Congress. They don't do anything. Congress has something like a 12% approval rating. Come on, that's terrible. Here's another thing, okay? My wife and I pulled the plug. We cut the cord. We don't watch cable news. We don't have cable. We don't have it. It's gone. I don't listen to CNN. I don't listen to MSNBC. I don't listen to NBC or ABC or all those other charlatans out there. Paul Craig Roberts called them prostitutes. And so does Gerald Celente. He coined the phrase prostitutes, and that's what they are. They prostitute themselves for the government. And you're going to get information that's all about celebrities and entertainment. You're not going to get the news of what's really happening in the world. You need to cut the cord. You need to listen to Democracy Now, the Young Turks, RT, all these stations you can get with Chromecast or Roku or whatever they call it. And you just put it in your TV. And you stream all these things. You can get Netflix. You can get Hulu. And you just stream all this stuff. The only bad thing is you can't get HBO without having a TV station. That's the only thing you're going to lose. And, so we cut the cord. How long have we cut the cord? It's been a year now. That we don't listen to all the crap that they tell us. And thank God we didn't have to listen to it during the election. I haven't seen one election. I haven't seen one election video or advertisement. Not one. All I heard were the debates, but they didn't talk about anything. All they did was badmouth each other. They didn't tell us what they're going to do or how they're going to do it. All it was a show. It was a big show put on for the press. It was a goddamn circus. And we got a maniac in the White House. Donald Trump. Good God. They could have ran somebody that could beat Donald Trump. Come on. Look at where we're going. Look at the way this country's going. You get a reality show star as a president. Who knows? I don't know what he's going to do. Now, I don't know. All I know is some of the people he picked are crazy. Crazy as bedbugs. He picked this guy from Breitbart to be his, I don't know, his counsel, White House counsel or some shit like that. And then he picks this general who's anti-Muslim, you know, to be the security chief. You know, he's going the wrong way. He really is going the wrong way. And he needs to put people that realize how bad the military is screwing the country. You know, and let me remind you, I spent 20 years in the Army. You know, I gave 20 years to my country. And I'm telling you right now, they need to cut back on the military. They need to stop provoking China. They need to stop provoking Russia. They got Russia encircled with NATO. They need to stop this shit. And I hope that Donald Trump does that. He said he was going to do that. Let's just hope the hell he does. You know? And we need to get rid of all these trade agreements that are killing our country. We need to get jobs back to the United States. If we need to put tariffs on imports, then put tariffs on imports. You know, we give tax breaks to companies to bring their manufacturing back to the United States. We need to produce things. We can't just be a big service industry. Everybody's a barista or a waitress or a nurse or you know. That's all we got. We don't have anybody that makes anything anymore. It's all service industries. You know, how what kind of economy is that? You know, here's the deal. Walmart comes to a town. They lower their prices like hell. All these businesses that are around Walmart, all these mom and pop stores, all these convenience stores, all this shit, they all go out of business because Walmart sucked everybody dry because everybody ran to Walmart. They pay their people minimum wage. Okay? They pay their people minimum wage. And what happens is they qualify for food stamps and they qualify for Medicaid. So the government takes care of their medical and gives them food stamps. Now who's benefiting from that? Walmart. Walmart is being subsidized by us. And if you think going to Walmart is smart, you got to think again. Don't go to Walmart until they give the people a decent living wage and we don't have to subsidize them anymore. They're the richest family in the world. They can give their people a decent wage. We can raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And then maybe people can start buying things again. And people start buying things again. The retail goes up. The economy goes up. You know, everything is better. But these corporations don't want to do it. Walmart doesn't want to do it. They want to hold on to their money so they can give it to all their families so they can sit around and fill swimming pools with dollar bills and go swimming in it. I don't know what they do. You know, this is terrible. The difference between the lower middle class and the wealthy is like the top 1%, and this is what Bernie Sanders says all the time, the top 1% own 80% of this nation's wealth. Come on, figure it out. It's not hard to figure out. You know, these people aren't paying. Productivity is up in the United States. You know, people produce more when at their jobs and everything else because they're made to produce more. But when the companies get all these profits from all this great production, they don't pass it on to their workers. They put it in their pockets. They give everybody bonuses at the top, and they keep sucking the life out of the workers. And this is what Chris Hedges says, you know? We need a revolt. We really need a revolt. And we need a revolt by people who understand what the hell is going on. Whether you're conservative, whether you're liberal, doesn't matter. It's affecting all of us. We need a revolution, and we don't need a violent revolution. We need a political revolution. And it's just like what Bernie Sanders says. We need to organize. We need to stop this. We need to get involved. Everybody in this country needs to stop watching Dancing with the Stars and start watching what these stupid people are doing in Washington. They need to cut the cord from the TV, get Chromecast, plug it into your TV, and just save yourself $200 a month. Now, you don't have to pay cable company. You can watch everything on YouTube. You can watch everything on Netflix. You can watch everything on Hulu. You don't need to pay $250 to $300 a month for cable. Now, cut the cord, get rid of cable. I'm happy. Me and my wife, we watch anything we want. Right, hon?
Right, hon.
Right, hon. So anyway, this is my first show in a long time, maybe a year. Now, like I said, the reason I do this show is I've had four strokes. You know, I had one, and I didn't know I had it. And then all of a sudden I couldn't use my keyboard, so I went to the hospital, and they did an MRI on my head, and they told me I had four strokes. Three of them were new, one was old, and two of them were little, and two of them were big, and my parietal lobe. So, like, when I go to use the keyboard, it's all Greek to me, you know? I try. I mean, I can type. You know, it takes me a long time, because I forget where all the letters are. So I'm changing my ways, and I'm gonna be doing this talk show, and I'm gonna try to do it every night. And I have things to say, believe me, I have things to say. And I'm gonna start doing YouTubes again and putting them up on YouTube. And I'm gonna start putting things on Liberal Pro. Yeah. I'm not gonna sit down quietly and let the government run me over. You know, I'm not gonna let this country that I love turn into a military security state. This is bullshit. You know, we're not Rome. We don't need another Rome. We need to take these people and bring them home, and we need to work on our country, and we need to make America great again, just like Donald Trump says. But how we do it is cut the hell out of the military. You know, and I'm telling you, we don't need all this crap. You know, we don't need it. All it's going to do is get us into a war. And if we get into a war and some asshole decides to use a little tactical nuclear weapon, that's it. That's it. You know, shut the door. It's over. And it's over for all of us. So you got to think about that when you hear people get real bellicose on TV, start threatening people. Now, I hate when the United States threatens everybody. Now, Bashar al-Assad, I don't dislike the guy. Now, we sent all these fighters in from Libya. We financed them. And then they wonder why Bashar al-Assad starts shooting back at them. Come on. We started this crap. We did it all. We need to bring people back from Afghanistan. You know, we need to take them all out and bring them home. I don't care what Afghanistan does. Screw Afghanistan. Let them do whatever they want to do. Anything they want to do. I don't care. If they screw at us, send cruise missiles up their ass. You know, that's it. You know, we don't need all these people getting killed in Afghanistan. We don't need it. So that's my show. And let's see. I got 14 minutes left. So what should we talk about, Sue?
I don't know, honey.
You don't know? I don't know. I got 14 minutes left. I got a song on my, it's called In the Red. and it's by a group called Molotov. And if you listen to it, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm a socialist. I've been a socialist for a long time. And I'm not a socialist like Khrushchev. I'm not a communist. I'm a socialist. I'm a socialist like Bernie Sanders is a socialist. You know, if you want to call in, you got anything to say, it's 713-966-4492. And you can call in, you can disagree with me. I don't care. I'll let you talk. Now, anytime anybody wants to call in, you know, because that's what this is all about. I would like a lot of discourse. I had a show for a while that was pretty good. It was really a good show. And I had a lot of listeners. One time I had 20,000 listeners. 20,000 people podcasted my show. I've had Craig Roberts on. I've had, who else have I had?
Finian Cunningham.
I had presidential candidates come on. I had the vice presidential candidate for the Green Party come on. I've had a lot of people, famous people come on the show. And I'm going to start inviting them back again because I do have a lot of people. I know a lot of people. I have a lot of phone numbers of famous people that you wouldn't believe. So I'm going to bring them on the show. And we're going to talk about things. And so I wish we could do this on video. I wish we could do this on Skype. Maybe you can. I don't know how to do it. But, I would love to have Paul Craig Roberts come back on the show. I'd love to have Finian Cunningham come back on the show. I'd love to have, Robert Reich on the show. I'd love to have all these people. So anyway, if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, listen to the show and call in and give me your opinion. I want to hear opinions from everybody. I don't care if they're left, right, center, conservative, liberal. Doesn't matter. I want to hear everybody. That's why I call this show Tim Gatto Uncut and Uncensored. Because it is uncut and uncensored. You know, right now I'm talking from the hip. You know, I didn't prepare anything. I just came on. Now, next time I'll have a guest on. And, we'll talk about different things. I'd like to talk about Black Lives Matter. I'd like to talk about what's going on with the Dakota Pipeline. I mean, there's things that are going on in this country we really need to pay attention to. And it's our country. It's your future, you know. So if you think I'm crazy, go ahead. But I'm telling you, you got to pay attention because nobody's paying attention. This is what happened in Germany. Germany was a pretty good country until Hitler came. And Hitler, he made jobs and he got people working. And he did a lot. But military-industrial complex got a hold of him. And next thing you know, he's invading everybody. And that's what's going to happen in the United States if we don't pay attention. We need to pay attention. You know, things are going on that aren't right, and we need to stop it. You know, we need to stop all this military nonsense. You know, we need to stop threatening countries. We need to stop droning people and killing American citizens. We need to stop it. You know, Obama should be in jail for killing two American citizens. You know, he had no right to do that. They didn't have a trial. They didn't judge him. They just killed them. You know, they killed Anwar al-Awlaki, and then they killed his son, his 16-year-old son who was looking for his body. He was an American citizen. He was born in California. And Anwar al-Awlaki was a U.S. citizen. And Obama sent drones over there and killed them. Come on, you can't do that shit. You know, you just can't do it. And we allowed it because we're Americans. We're responsible. You, me, everybody. We let him do it. They have a kill list to go over every Tuesday who they're going to kill in the Middle East. This shit needs to stop. We need to put people in jail. We need a war crimes tribunal. You know, we need to understand what the hell is going on with this military industrial complex, and we need to fight back. So that's it for me. I'm gonna play this song and listen to the words. They're pretty good. That's why I use it for my show. I'm probably gonna get another song, but right now, this fits the bill. Yeah.
To those who have a need for it, babies are starving while they're calling brand names in their back. You wonder why I say China attack? Hell yeah, I'm a socialist. You notice by the way my words flow. This ain't no joke, and every word that I've spoken to show this. Capitalism is a prison of greed. Fuck what they want. I'm interested in what the whole world needs. With a rhythm, with a rhythm, with a noise in your hand, with a voice when the balls say no fucking more. This is the sound of it all coming down. Of it all coming down. Iraq or Australia, in China or Cuba or Venezuela, are you leftist or rightist, the blackest, the whitest, the right or a fighter, CIA or Al-Qaeda, capitalist, socialist, feminist, pacifist, more hardcore than a fistful anarchist, out in the street, bringing heat with their molotovs, till they send their dogs along to knock our blocks off. Of resistance or violent resistance. Well, either way, kids, I don't think they're listening. Tied up the any in the cities and the shanties. Show the balance of power. Ain't with the few, it's with the many. Black, brown, white, united is the key to. There ain't no power like the power of the people.
Okay, this is Tim Gatto, and I'm going to leave you. And I got a few words. Try to make the planet better than you found it. And try to do something for your fellow man, whatever it is. You know, feel good about yourself. That's all I got to say. And I'll be on again tomorrow. So you're going to have to put up with me if you listen. So I'm off. I'm going. And let's see. I'm going to leave this thing. And good night. Good luck.